Welcome to your five for today. We have all been amazed at the words that come out of children's mouths. Sometimes, without really knowing it, they can demonstrate amazing wisdom. Sometimes stating the obvious is just all too easy for us as adults. Children just say what they think, with a beautiful childlike honesty. On occasions, this can be incredibly amusing. One day, a little boy opened the big old family Bible with fascination and looked at the old pages as he turned them. Suddenly, something fell out of the Bible. He picked it up and looked at it closely. It was an old leaf from a tree that had been pressed between the pages. "Mum, look what I found," the boy called out. "What have you got there, dear?" his mother asked. With astonishment in the young boy's voice, he answered, "I think it's Adam's suit." Although we might smile at the thinking of the young boy, he was just honestly saying what he thought, and responding in his trusting childlike manner. Sometimes we look at children and see just how trusting they can be. I can remember, as a young teacher, watching children standing by the busy road. They couldn't cross, but once their mothers took their hands, they didn't worry anymore. They just trusted. They crossed the road without a care. What they were doing was demonstrating to us adults what faith is. Faith is trusting implicitly. We try to be so sophisticated. We want to be able to do things for ourselves. We are often proud of what we do and just how little help we needed from others. God hates pride and goes as far to tell us that pride and arrogance and an evil way and a perverse mouth I hate. Notice pride is at the top of his list, followed by arrogance. How often that can be demonstrated by every one of us. Believe it or not, Jesus' disciples could be just like that. One day they were arguing among themselves about who was the greatest. They no doubt had their own ideas about why it should be them. As they spoke and probably tried to outdo each other with recollections of exploits, they would have shown themselves to be arrogant and proud. This was not what the Lord Jesus had been teaching them over the past few years through his perfect example. How did Jesus reteach this lesson? He called a little child to come to him. This would have been no problem because when people are full of love and kindness, children really see that. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ is perfect. He looked at the child and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, unless you are converted, become as little children, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven." What did he mean? Well, the Lord Jesus was saying that if you hold on to the thought that you are great and that you are good enough and that you are all right on your own, you will never be able to come to God. You see, the Lord Jesus didn't come to call the righteous, but sinners. If we remain self-righteous, thinking that we're good enough for God, I'm afraid we're being arrogant. In fact, accusing God of lying, because God declares all have sinned. In our pride, we can never reach his high standards, but fall short by a long way. We need to throw away all pretense, self-righteousness, pride, and say before God that we're not good enough, and look to his perfect Son, who loved us and gave himself for us. Just like a little child, we need metaphorically to place our hand in his to get us to the other side. We need to trust in him for forgiveness of sin and keep trusting him to lead us through the paths of life. As trusting children, today we can know God as our Heavenly Father. Thank you for listening.